talk live, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we started, towards the end of the hour, got into the roads issue yet again. And as usual, when we talk about roads, there's usually a few emails that'll roll in about it. And so, Mark, I think you've got one of
those. Was this the one about Randy Rhodes and Ozzy Osbourne?
It's so bad he's dead, man.
That one, no?
No, the government roads thing.
No, this
not quite as interesting.
But this one's from SciFace. One of the more heated topics you guys talk about on the show is roads. Ian's thinks they should all be privately owned. Just Ian's answer to everything. And Mark thinks they should be mostly run by the government.
I think Guard's with me on the private ownership.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm assuming with the exception, he's talking about my belief here. Yeah. I'm assuming with the exception of gated communities, school campuses, and other private property. Well, here's sort of a way to get, for both of you to get what you want. Why can't the government run their roads, but still allow private entities to build theirs? If the government is the only entity to be able to build and maintain roads, we'll find out. If the government entities can do it better, people will use the private roads. As for the government...
That's a nice idea for a city that's yet to be built.
Well, interestingly enough, just to interject, they're starting to do that out in California, and they're finding great response, and it's being done very efficiently.
How are they finding the room for the road?
Well, they've taken some of those alternate secondary vehicle lanes, mm-hmm. They weren't being used. They made some changes, and they're allowing private companies to run these things. And these people are charging tolls, and they're getting people on the roads, and they're managing them properly, and people can go really fast on the roads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it works out. And I think that's a neat idea to try more.
Now, that would require the government to give a little.
Yeah, to let some competition
come. I'm all for, the government being, forced to... the government allowing people to compete in the area of roads. I'm all for that, and always have been. The idea that the government would keep people out of it... It's ludicrous as far as I'm concerned, but in one way that the government keeps people out is when you build a neighborhood, you basically have to pave the roads, you have to do everything, and then give the roads to the government. If you're building a complex, if I'm a housing development, I build all the roads in there.
What?
Yeah.
That's not always the case.
It's not always the case.
There are private roads. There are private neighborhoods where the roads are taken care of privately and government does not have dominion.
In some cases, the government requires you build the roads and give them to them.
I see.
And I don't know, I'm only telling you what I've seen and what
I've
read.
In some cases, okay. Yeah.
Some city governments, some municipal governments require that this happens.
Awful idea.
That's really unfair and not fair at all. In some communities, of course, the roads are maintained by the community, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for that. I just, I don't know. It seems so difficult when you're thinking about people choose to send their kids to public school.
Yeah.
This,
they only choose it because they don't know any better.
No,
or they,
that's
or
not
they,
true.
They're
they absolutely
strapped.
No, it's it, well, they're strapped because they have
because
to pay so much
pay.
To send their kids to. Because they have to send everybody's kids to public school.
If they really knew how awful it was, they'd choose differently.
If you tell somebody, ask them, which is the better school in town? Would you rather send your kid to public or private school? If all things being equal, well, private school. So they send their kids to public school
because they're already being robbed to pay for it, and they believe it's good enough.
And that's what's going to happen with roads. People are already being robbed to pay for it, mm-hmm. and. They're going to say, well, I'm going to continue to take... So many people are going to continue to take the public roads, the government roads, that it seems like it would make the... except in extreme circumstances, it would make the private roads useless.
Are you arguing against his proposal? The emailer?
I'm not arguing against anyone's proposal. I'm telling you what I think will happen.
If there are two choices, you mean?
If there are choices. Here's what I'm saying.
Well, Gardner's saying it's working in California.
Yeah, Indiana, I just pulled something up here. Indiana has leased its toll road to a private consortium that will have an incentive profit to use electronic toll collection rather than human collectors who slow traffic and sometimes cost twice as much as the tolls they collect.
Well, the fact is, people that have to be somewhere are using the toll roads. They're using them because the traffic sucks otherwise.
All I'm telling you is people take their most valuable investment and they send it to government schools.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're telling, you know, when you start talking about roads and that kind of thing, I just don't know if people will use them.
Sure,
I think clearly they will. Unfortunately,
The question is what the percentage would be if you had these competing roads. There's going to be a certain percentage of people that are business people. They've got meetings to go to. They're going to be using the toll roads. That's going to take a little bit of load off of the government roads, and so therefore the regular folk, the people that don't really care that much, are going to continue using the government roads. I would say it's probably going to be, if that was were to be the situation, you'd have a small percentage of people taking the toll roads, and everybody else would be on the government roads. So the majority will probably take the government roads.
Mark's thought is an inspired one, I think, but the existence of the government schools has not put the private schools out of existence.
No,
there is a market, and it's a growing market. For private schooling or homeschooling, the worse the government school system gets. So as we see the worst, particularly in New Hampshire, the roads have gotten worse and worse, particularly with the left-wing governors that we've had. I think there is an incentive for people to make strides. There's still plenty of land out there. So it's a great idea for an experiment. You know, allow people to sell their land for profit rather than have it taken away from them by eminent domain, and see if something could be set up. If that alternative starts to work, I think there would be a market.
But the problem with that, though, is can you imagine trying to be a road entrepreneur under that circumstance?
That's true.
Because you're not going to want to cut a new path in the mountainous terrain of New Hampshire when there's an existing government road. Yes, it sucks. Yes, it's two lanes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's you know, it's lousy and backed up with traffic. But is it really going to be worth the effort when they have essentially unfair competition being able to coerce people into funding their road? You have to use your own investment money in hopes that you'll recoup it back. It's a risky and it's a very risky investment. I mean, it may pay off dividends.
Hey,
I don't know.
You know what, though? Looking at it, think about setting up the infrastructure for UPS or FedEx, particularly FedEx, because UPS was around a little while before FedEx. But, you know, you think about it, they saw a niche, they saw an opportunity, and they said, you know what, we think we can make this work.
And they did.
I bet you, yeah, and that particular infrastructure must be very, very time-intensive and very complex.
Certainly, there are plenty of examples of industries where people have taken a tremendous investment and made it in hopes that they'll make it back.
And they're having competition from the USPS.
But while they have competition, they don't have to interface with the USPS. They don't have to go to the USPS and ask them for services and ask them for stamps and that sort of thing. Whereas if you were to go and create your private road across the state of New Hampshire, just on an investment, you'd have to be able to link it up with the government-owned roads.
Otherwise,
and of course,
there's no use.
Right, and then the government roads, you know, the government would have to say, okay, this is a good idea, and then you have to beg them for permission and all that in the hopes that it would work out for you. It seems like a risky proposition. I think that the best way that I've heard of yet or that I've thought of, and I'm certainly open to ideas as to how we can do this, because I think it's something that eventually, as we move more towards laissez-faire, is going to need to be seriously looked at. I know Mark wants to stay away from it for as long as possible. But
that's not fair. I'm not against private roads in any way, shape, or form.
You just don't want to talk about it.
I just don't want to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. You want to stay away from the issue as long as possible. The fact is, we're going to have to address it, and so people need to start coming up with ideas now as to how to transition from this government publicly owned so-called road to a privately owned road. I don't know if the solution is to sell off an entire strip of road to one person, because then you've got the government sale process, which will be politically motivated.
I was thinking the same thing. You're going to have mercantilism all over again.
Right. Politically motivated, people with political connections will get the sales, and that's a mess waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best answer, and I know it sounds all kinds of crazy and anarchistic and everything, but I think it might play out the best way, is to give the roads to the property owners that abut them. In that, we got a neighborhood. There are 10 houses on the street, 5 houses on one side, 5 on the other side. You give one-tenth of the road to the house on one side of the street. You give the other tenth to the road on the house on the other side of the street. Just what's in front of their property line. You just draw out their property line to meet in the center of the road and give them a chunk of road. Give them ownership of that. Now, if they want to sell that chunk of road to some entrepreneur that's going to go around and try and buy up as many shares of road as he possibly can, that should be their decision to make.
And there would be competing forces trying to attract
people
to go through their roads.
Instantly, that competing forces as well. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 3 Talk Live, 800-259-9231. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minutes. If your child's dearest friend is Bambi, then sighting these antlered animals is fun. Though meeting deer in a petting zoo is exciting, there's an encounter you'll want to steer clear of. When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Deer sightings are a thrill, but a close encounter of the collision kind with an antlered alien on the road can horn in on family fun. To protect you and deer alike, stay alert, especially near deer crossing signs. Scan ahead and to each side of the road using high beams at night. Be aware that deer pals often travel together and feed at sunrise. And if you spot animals in the road, flash lights, brake early, and sound your horn to avoid colliding with the ones ahead. Now you know how to protect your dear ones by keeping Bambi on the big screen and your car on the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including updates. You get on the updates list, we'll send you out an email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. For instance, yesterday I sent an update when, we changed over to a new month, so it's voting time again at vote.freetalklive.com. Also, new Shriners are up on the website. Count them, three new Shriners.
Very nice.
Yeah, lots of them.
Right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. So, again, get on the updates list if you want to know the latest when it happens. Updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about roads, and what started this was an email. I don't think we've even finished the email yet. We just sort of got off on a tangent talking about government roads versus private roads, and, you know, how can we shift from the current government road paradigm into a completely 100% private road paradigm, an issue that a lot of people are, they would like to stay away from, but unfortunately it will continue to be brought up time and time again. As you talk about laissez-faire, as you talk about freedom, the free market with people, inevitably they're going to get it into their heads, the question of, well, how would the roads work?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been raised, all of us sitting at this table here have lived our entire lives in the government road paradigm.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't always that way.
No.
And so we can get back to that.
It's not that way in some countries.
Really?
Well,
there are countries where they're entirely private roads.
See, if you're so stuck into the paradigm that you believe that a road is something that's paved 6 inches deep with gutters and signs and all that other stuff, it could just be a dirt, rocky path. And in some cases, that's what you get with private roads.
That's true.
In some cases, that's also what you get with government
it's
roads.
True. Yeah, you can find government roads
and it's
that look
a complete
just like that.
Mess. It's terrible.
Right. In fact, I had proposed, and we'll get back into the email here in a moment.
Yeah.
I had proposed the idea that, again, I just sort of just thought up, and it certainly could use maybe some modification, other suggestions. I'd love to hear other people's ideas as to how to get the roads out of government's hands, but my idea is to essentially just grant an extension of existing property lines out into the middle of a road. So if, Mark, you live on one side of the street, I live on the other side of the street, the property lines of our properties, wherever they are,
would meet right in the middle of that yellow dotted line.
Correct. Would meet out in the middle. And so I would all of a sudden gain a chunk of road. Well, our board op says, okay, that makes sense. He likes the idea. But he says it wouldn't work with the big highways. You know, how would it work with a big highway? Well, I think it could work the same way.
You have the municipalities connected to the highways. You can have them handle it. Or in a private paradigm, you can have the private communities connected to the highways.
Right. I wasn't necessarily thinking interstate. That's going to be the federal government, and that will be a whole other ball of wax. But as far as just like maybe just a state road, and I think that's what he means by highways,
mm-hmm.
a state road, which is a very lengthy road, well, there are people who have big plots of land abutting these state roads. Give them that chunk. Well, okay, well, why would they want to keep up that plot of land? Why would that person who's abutting the road, why would they care about keeping up that piece of road?
Because they're collecting rent.
Right. Well, not only are they collecting rent, but they could collect rent from billboards and that sort of thing. Having a roadside property is like, free money, mana from heaven.
You know what's interesting about this is there are some wonderful books on this. Tom DiLorenzo, I mentioned it last week, Tom DiLorenzo's book, How Capitalism Saved America. He has a lot of the stats on those private roads that came about. And a lot of people say, well, there's a free rider problem because one person who might gain the benefits of having a road pass through might resist paying for it because somebody else is going to pay for it. So then the whole thing falls apart. But what he found was that there was an incentive because of the ability to include or exclude people from being able to use the road systems. There was an incentive for localities, for people who own property in particular areas, to get involved because it helped their businesses. Mm-hmm. And they were competing against other people, so they wanted to get it done first.
Sure.
And, you know, that's perfectly analogous to what you're mentioning here, Ian, and that would happen for those people
roads
on those
valuable.
Larger highways. There's a great thing. If people go online, if they go to the Foundation for Economic Education has a terrific piece by Daniel B. Klein. I just called it up. He's actually got a chart from 1792 to 1845 of all the states with the number of turnpikes that were incorporated in those years, just to show us
how much
we've forgotten in the history of New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland, Ohio. He's got them all listed. It's great. It's really, really nice. It's a
terrific
thing.
Now, the turnpike, you had to pay a fee before you got on the road, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you could work something out, you know, with Easy Pass and things like that. What a great system you'd be able to come up with.
Right. With the electronic systems that we have today, it wouldn't be a problem for these road owners to figure out ways to make money. And
absolutely
I don't really think
not.
Controls are the answer.
Somehow or another, I can take one single piece of plastic with 16 numbers on it, and I can go to any store in my town. As a matter of fact, I can go to any store in America.
Pretty much.
As a matter of fact, I've gone to Turkey, and I have purchased with this same card with 16 numbers on it, I have purchased for the retail price that I saw on the package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to think that you can't come up with one little transponder gizmo in your car that, you know, they can read as you shoot past the toll gate at 65 miles an hour.
Even that's going to get objections, you know, from the privacy advocates, people, that sort of thing. And yes, while it wouldn't be the government
using it. The privacy advocates can pull over to the side of the road and they can fish in their pockets for their pennies.
But I think that the toll paradigm is out of date. We've got advertiser-supported everything in this world, and there's no reason why that the marketplace, just the way I see it, and again, I don't know how the market's going to play out, but I know as a consumer, I don't want to go through the hassle of getting the transponder, installing the transponder. I know the market might take care of that and everything, but I don't want to go through that hassle or having to get two of them in case some companies can't agree on a standard. There's definitely an incentive for road owners to sell advertising on the side of the roads. Whether it's a full-size billboard or whether it's just a little road sponsorship sign saying, you know, this road brought to you by Goodyear Tires, or this road brought to you by Toyota Motor Company.
Such an insurance company.
The insurance companies. I mean, there's all
some
kinds
would
of different
do that,
alternate ways.
But some of them would use tolls. But look at this.
And I tell you, if they were using tolls, they wouldn't have as much traffic as the ones that were advertiser supported. I bet you.
I would agree with that entirely.
You know what I think is great in the conversation that you guys are having here, and I mentioned this to you off the air. Oftentimes on talk radio, it's just a total negative fest, and you're sitting there, you're talking about positive things that could occur. And what I think is also really insightful is you're just saying, hey, these are some ideas. Isn't this terrific? If you guys were involved in government, would be deciding in some that you'd be on a blue ribbon commission and like, oh, this is the way it's going to be.
Right.
Maybe this will happen. Maybe this will happen.
Right.
We don't know. We're standing back.
Right.
No, we're going to decide for everybody.
Because here we have two idiots discussing how, you know, maybe roads should be paid for. One guy says, we should pay for it with tolls. The other idiot says, no, we'll have Coca-Cola pay for it.
Sure.
You know, and whatever. You know, and how do they know what the marketplace is going to do? Because the marketplace is going to come up with the very best idea.
And the worst thing about it is that if those government bureaucrats are wrong, they're not going to go out of business.
We all lose.
No.
We all lose. Even if they're right, we all lose a certain amount of money. And they can't be right forever. Even if they make a correct decision, they're not connected to the marketplace signals to know that, oh, it's time to do something different. That's why roads haven't had a fundamental change in the past 50 or 60 years. I mean, okay, yeah, they're using LED lights now instead of the old-fashioned lights, but really, for the most part, roads haven't changed. What are we missing out on? What sort of innovations? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel. and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet, 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And that does include, by the way, the live streams. Broadband version of the show waits you, as well as a dial-up version, both of them for free, at freetalklive.com. And what happened to the Republicans? They were spending like drunken Democrats, says Michael Tanner in his new book, Leviathan on the Right, How Big Government Conservatism Brought Down the Republican Revolution. It's Laissez-Faire Books' March Lysander Spooner Award winner. So get the Leviathan on the Right and other books and videos on Liberty at lfb.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books. LFB.com. We're talking roads. We're going to the phones and to the fun. It's Nigel in New York. Nigel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Folks.
Hey, Nigel. Hey, Nigel. What's on your mind?
Well, I had an idea for paying for roads privately that I think has a couple advantages over the ones y'all were putting forth.
All right, we've talked about tolls, of course, the sort of the classic way of paying for them. We've talked about maybe advertising support or sponsorship. What was your idea?
Well, my thinking is you put the advertising, you put the ads on the road itself.
Like the actual blacktop?
Like the actual blacktop. You paint over it.
Why would you do that?
One, it's easier for road owners to do that as opposed to putting billboards on the side where you have to get permission from the property owner on the side of the road and so on. Two, it'll encourage people to drive slower because if they want to read something, they'll leave more space in between. And three, it'll encourage maintenance of the road because the owners of the ads will want that area to be maintained so that the ad is legible.
Interesting idea.
You know, I don't think it'll work, but one thing I can tell you is that somebody will try it. And it may very well be the thing that solves all our problems. I can tell you something immediately is that when somebody builds a road, they're going to use better products than the contractor who's trying to get away as cheaply as possible building the road for the government right now. There's already these compounds out there. You can get these capsules embedded in the material like flavor crystals inside of a stick of gum when the road got bad enough.
Oh,
the crack would start to show. Yeah, there's all kinds of this polymer goo. Roads could be so much better than they are today.
What about like water, hot water running underneath the roads to melt
off any snow or anything like that?
Well,
I'm sorry, you're a little behind. They're already doing that for driveways. They use geothermal heat water from down in the earth to
so they are doing it. It's possible they can do this.
Well, you know one of the fascinating things that you look at, especially now that you guys are up here in New Hampshire, is you see any mall parking lot or any private gated community, anything like that, their plows are out there. They have to do business as quickly as possible. And what we have here in New Hampshire is we have people telling us, oh, we can't throw salt down before anything happens. Our budget doesn't call for this anymore. We can't do anything about it. There have been too many storms. Like, we've only had two major storms here this year. What happened to all the budget on the salt? It's just ridiculous. You can't manage anything. I like that idea. You know, I should mention, regarding the call, I'm sure that the billboards on the side of the road would be managed in some capitalistic fashion, where if people were buying the land for the roads, they would buy some sort of access or something like that, or extra space on the sides.
Of course, the idea
of having it on the tar is a good idea. I could see that that might have practical implications.
I could see maybe like a berma shave sort of thing, where you've got the, you know, like if you're on a long stretch of road, there's one thing written in the road, and then, you know, maybe another half a mile, there's another thing written in the road. It wouldn't work very well though, Nigel, I don't think, at nighttime, because a lot of billboards, they've got lighting systems on them. You'd have to actually have some sort of lighting highlight on the road to highlight the, I don't know. I question it, but hey, you know what? Give it a shot.
I wasn't claiming it was the end-all, be-all of solutions.
Right. It's just an idea.
You know, another idea.
You got it.
Nigel, thanks for the call.
There's 30 million other people like me with ideas.
Exactly right. Thank you for the call. And that's just it. If you let the marketplace handle it, laissez-faire, the free market, then the people with the best ideas will find people to invest behind their ideas, and these things will come to fruition, and then the ideas will fight it out in the marketplace, and the truly best ones will survive.
You know, in the biggest towns, these metros where the bulletin board space is so valuable, basically they look like giant Sony Trinitrons. They're television sets.
Sure.
There's multiple
Piccadilly Circus.
There's multiple ads running on one
set. They flip through the ads. Now, you know, at some point in the future, that sort of technology will be cheaper. You know, you don't need any space on the side of the road. You can just use the guard wall of the side of the road as your billboard and run the ads on at 60 miles an hour while everybody's going 85.
You could.
So they go relatively slow.
He's a thinker, this one.
I'm just saying. It's very imaginative. You know, one of the greatest examples, just once more to sort of go back to the Socratic thing of, hey, you know, when they ask Socrates, oh, you think you're so smart? He's like, hey, at least I'm smart enough to know I don't know at all. And I'm not a big fan of Socrates either. Just a great example is Disney World. You know, anybody who's gone to Disney World in Orlando, they know that at a certain point, the property of Disney starts.
Correct.
And the roads are gorgeous. And you go right in. The paving is smooth. There's not a problem. They have bus systems. It's just awesome.
Exactly.
And so that's a perfect example.
You know, Gard, you brought something up during the break that I wanted to address on the air. And you found some sort of, you dug around and found some historical example of the excuse that I believe governments used.
Yeah, let me get that.
When they decided to seize hold of control of roads.
Yeah, this is great. This is from that, I went over to FEE.org, Foundation for Economic Education, and I called up this piece by Daniel B. Klein. And at the bottom of it, he has what ended up happening was between 1890 and 1916, there was this thing called the Good Roads Movement, and he has it listed as a sort of subparagraph here. He says, the Good Roads Movement and the End of the Toll Road, 1890 to 1916. By the end of the 19th century, writes Klein, state and county governments had grown in capabilities, and new agencies began setting goals for centralized highway management. Independent private toll roads were not thought appropriate in the era of progressive governance, and most of those remaining were bought out or shut down, observed a county board in New York in 1906. Quote, the ownership and operation of this road by a private corporation is contrary to public sentiment in this county, and the cause of good roads
which has
translation,
received...
some politically active people don't like paying tolls.
Right, right.
But basically, we in the government say that there shouldn't be toll roads.
Yeah, yeah.
So and, therefore, there shouldn't be
and
toll
this
roads.
This is just perfect. There are two things, one that is actually in the writing and one that comes as an inspiration of thought from this, which is the cause of good roads, which has received so much attention in this state in recent years, requires that this antiquated system should be abolished. That public opinion throughout the state is strongly in favor of the abolition of toll roads is indicated, and this is the great thing, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, mm-hmm. indicated by the fact that since the passage of the Act in 1899, which permits counties to acquire these roads, the boards of supervisors of most of the counties where such roads have existed have availed themselves of its provisions and had practically abolished the toll road.
Translation?
So in other words, yeah, the fact that politicians in the counties have taken advantage of this usurpation of private property is a rationale that backs the usurpation of private property.
Well, you know, it's just amazing. Of course people aren't going to want to pay for services if they don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to just walk into Walmart, fill up their shopping cart, and walk out? I mean, everybody wants that. So the politicians are using that as as their excuse to pander to the people and say, hey, you just let us take these roads.
Somebody
we won't charge
pay.
Anything for it. These tolls are antiquated, to use their words. But what I love the most about that paragraph is that the politicians' excuse for taking roads in the first place, either shutting them down by force or buying them out, their excuse was, these tolls are antiquated. How long was it? How long was it between when they finally bought out the last private road and instituted their own toll system?
Well, that's such a perfect example. You know, I'll just bring it up as an aside. Here in New Hampshire, we're fighting this fight they're going to try to centralize education decision making in our state capital rather than having the towns do it. At least the towns provide some competition. And their deal is, well, we're going to lift the burden off of you. We're going to take the burden off your property taxes. In every other state where they've instituted a broad-based tax to lift the burden off property taxes, the property taxes have gone up. Same thing with these roads. You end up paying tolls
get
on the government roads, too.
800-259-9231. Governments raising taxes, not doing what they claim they're going to do.
Extorting you on the roads? Wow.
War's on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by, for instance, purchasing some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. The pre-order phase has opened on our brand new products. Now, you already knew if you've been to store.freetalklive.com that we got some pretty cool stuff, including various different T-shirts and hats. Well, now we've got even more. We've got the new Free Marketeer T-shirt for sale. We've got the new Ladies Tee.
I just was going to say, I think I see a Ladies Tee.
Was in high
there.
Demand. So that is now offered in both a pink and a black flavor. We've got the full zippered black hoodie. We've also got the heavy style pullover hoodie, so two different styles of hoodies, also in yellow and black. The brand new version of the Free Talk Live beanie cap, the retractable lighter and bottle opener, and then one of the coolest things that I think that I've seen, the 2 gigabyte multi gadget. It's an MP3 player. It's an FM tuner. I put a couple extra bucks into each unit just to add an FM tuner in there,
mm-hmm.
because
nice.
I love radio and I want to keep supporting radio as long as possible. I'd put an AM tuner in there, but they just don't offer them anymore.
That's great. I can see the screen. I'm like,
yeah, it's cool. It's got the Free Talk Live logo on it. It's also a voice recorder. I'm not saying they don't offer AM tuners anymore. They don't offer them, unfortunately, in MP3 players. I wish the manufacturers would get with it and offer that as an option. But anyway, it's pretty cool. So it's like the Free Talk Live branded MP3 player, voice recorder, multi-gadget thing.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
So you can be listening to tunes in your car. If you get pulled over by the government employee, you can warn them and say, I hope you don't mind, officer. I like to record all my conversations.
It's not, you know what? I don't know if you should phrase it that way. Now, I'm not an expert at doing this, but it would seem to me that what you should do is say, just to let you know, this conversation is being recorded. And then if he doesn't want his conversation to be recorded, he can just turn around and walk away.
He can do that.
You don't want to ask them for permission, because of course they're going to say, I don't want to be recorded.
I like that approach.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
They're not asking you for permission very damn often,
exactly,
so don't
right.
ask them for any.
So there you go. Go to store.freetalklive.com, place your pre-order for those items, and order some of the other stuff that we've got, like the DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets and more. Once again, that is store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and do the fun. It's Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hey, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I got the answer to your road problems.
How's that?
Okay.
A hover car.
Well, you just hover above the road? You don't have to pay for it?
Well, if you bring out a hover car, you don't need roads no more.
Yeah, well, there are different companies that are working on that. They've been working on it for a few decades, and it's really the FAA that's getting in the way of that more than anything else. We'd probably already have what you're describing were it not for the federal government.
And, of course, you would have to have some sort of maintenance to make sure that scrub and brush and so on is all cleared out in certain areas. But I'd
for
love
landing.
To see hovercrafts around. That'd
be
great.
No. He's talking about hovercraft, not flying automobiles.
Are you talking about hovering or flying? He's talking about flying.
How far off the ground?
I'm not talking about that go way up into the air. I'm just talking about, you know, like in the Star Wars.
The technology there.
So you're talking like a 2 feet off the ground or something like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The ones that they use for ferries.
Well, I was talking about flying cars, which really we could have by now were it not for the FAA.
I agree with that, too. I've read things about that, too.
So, like the Mueller Sky car is one example. So what else did you have on your mind?
Fireworks. I was thinking about a story today. With summer coming on, well, actually not summer yet, but a lot of towns have their festivals and things during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
In my little town, we used to have a festival, and they had fireworks every year. And one year, they ran out of money to have fireworks.
Aww.
So everybody was a little upset, you know, when they were talking about raising taxes and things. But what somebody did, I'm not exactly sure who, is they started putting out jars at the local grocery store said, for this year's fireworks.
Hmm.
And people just started dropping money in there.
Get out of here. People voluntarily separating themselves from their money to support something non-essential like fireworks?
You know, are you telling me that some people could go to the fireworks and they wouldn't have to pay, and other people would pay for them?
I put in a couple of bucks myself, but I'm sure that there were people that went there that didn't put anything, and nobody cared.
You know, I'll bet you if there was some kind of shortfall between the money that they collected and what they needed to do the fireworks, I don't know what it cost, but I bet you it costs a lot of money to have the...
Those professional shows?
Yeah,
the
sure. Zamboni brothers come out there and do their stuff. It always seems to be a crew of Italian guys that specialize in it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It seems to... sort of an ethnic thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, they come out and they do their gig. Well, you know, I would think that a lawyer or a doctor in town would probably make a good deal of money just by sponsoring something like that. People
Absolutely.
Would say, you know, that's who I want to go to when I have a problem.
That's a great idea. You know, I just got an invitation for my brother's 4th of July fireworks thing, and he and his wife put this thing on at their place up in a lake in probably about midpoint of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. He came out and goes, "Guard, I didn't know they were going to do that stuff, these guys. This is unbelievable."
Wait, who put this together?
My brother. Yeah, he's on the north part of a lake.
He hired some guys to go
hired
and do
these guys. 4th of July, there were like 100 people at this party.
What it cost him?
I didn't ask, but it must have been a lot. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And every time I watched one of them go off, I'm like, well, you know, that there...
$50.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, that shows the achievement of my brother and his business, his law practice,
yes.
of being able to do something.
He's that wealthy.
Well, he and his wife have right. done very well, and it's just terrific to see. It's really remarkable to say, you know, that sort of work in a semi-capitalist society can allow somebody to do something like this just on his own, and it was just... It wasn't, you know, like, oh, we're sitting off a few Roman candles. I mean,
this was a big deal.
Crazy action.
Awesome. Awesome. Matt, did you have any other thoughts?
No, that was it. I just thought you'd be interested in that story.
Great. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, fireworks is a great issue because it's going to be coming soon. 4th of July, of course, that... I don't know why I'm even saying that. It's just it's indoctrinated into me. You'll hear me on this one, Gardner, is that... It's a pet peeve of mine that people call the 4th of July the 4th of July. It's Independence Day.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how widespread the misnaming of that has become. It's Independence Day, and we're celebrating being independent from the big government of England.
Yeah.
But now, whenever it's a politician talking on television, whenever it's a newsman talking on television, whenever you see July 4th referenced anywhere, it is almost never called Independence Day.
Yeah, they even abbreviate it to just Happy 4th. in the graphics on TV.
Yep.
With, you know, yeah, you're
it's meaningless.
Right. Yeah,
and it's totally in many states, it's even less than meaningless. There are bans and prohibitions against sending off fireworks. I remember, I think it was last year, there was a story, you probably know better than I do, there's a story that usually comes out of Boston or somewhere in Massachusetts where the Massachusetts politicians are getting all upset because Massachusetts residents drive up to New Hampshire and visit and patronize the various different fireworks stores here in New Hampshire,
yeah,
load up their trunk full of what are illegal fireworks in Massachusetts, and then are smuggling them back into the state.
Yeah.
And it's just an incredible story.
They have state troopers. They have Massachusetts state troopers that will go and hang out hidden behind other buildings across the street from some of these establishments in New Hampshire. And they'll watch with binoculars and write down or call in the license plate numbers so that guys over the border will be able to nail these guys, or they'll just follow them.
Yep.
Yeah, and people are like, we're getting harassed. It's unbelievable.
Pleasant.
Yeah,
real
it's incredible.
Nice.
You know, you got to get that. Got to get, in the meantime, you got, you know, Boston murders going on all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have the guardian angels are coming up from New York to try to ride the subway systems and walk around Dorchester. And, you know, during the hazy days of summer when it starts getting hot, they'll be sending up state troopers and things like that, Massachusetts police officers, to try to get people from, you know, lighting off firecrackers.
I wonder if the new configuration of the state house and senate will have any sort of effect on Independence Day. I wonder if there will be any laws proposed, because we don't want little Johnny to blow his fingers off.
Oh man, it's incredible.
So, I shudder to think what they might do to keep us safe, but it's not going to be good. The government shouldn't be in the business of setting off the fireworks in the first place.
But children can hurt themselves.
Yeah, well,
they need protection.
Yeah. They could hurt themselves in lots of ways.
And they will. Count on it.
It's one thing you could be guaranteed of.
You know what's very interesting is sometimes you'll get something that starts privately as a private tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that individual who dies, perhaps years later, has passed away, sentimentally, for some reason, in a locality, they'll start doing something in honor of this person, which runs completely contrary to what the person originally intended.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, fireworks is a great example. Private fireworks, people have done this in certain towns, and then people say, let's get the town to back this up. We'll name it after this guy in honor of him. It's like, no, he did it himself on his own land.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves, and if you ban fireworks, then you're just going to have kids trying to build their own. That sounds dangerous to me. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. Got to talk about that other Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live. DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronic. Photo. Cell phone. Office product. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supply. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.